Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. United States joining other countries and the UN in expressing concern about Turkey's arrest of a dozen parliamentary deputies of the pro-Kurdish HDP, the country's third largest political party. Hours after the roundup, a car bomb killed 9 people, wounded more than 100 others near a police station in southeastern Turkey, where some of the lawmakers were being held. Heavy fighting has erupted between jihadists and Iraqi special forces in eastern Mosul as they continue their push deeper into the Islamic State stronghold that are backed by U.S.-led airstrikes. Meantime, in Geneva, the U.N. Office for High Commissioner of Human Rights said Islamic State militants were continuing to forcibly transfer civilians to the city of Mosul and its outskirts to shield themselves from airstrikes. With less than 100 hours of campaigning left, polls show the U.S. presidential race is tightening. Democratic candidate Hillary Clinton and Republican Donald Trump virtually campaigning nonstop. Clinton here in the state of Michigan.
Our progress is on the line. Everything that has happened up until this point is on the line.
Trump criticized Clinton for using a private email server when she was Secretary of State.
How can Hillary manage this country when she can't even manage her emails? Did you ever see? Hey, folks, let's forget all of this stuff. What a mess.
Clinton still holds a slight edge over Trump in polling, with the election set for Tuesday. A new national poll of voters' feelings about the election show a majority are disgusted with both candidates. This is VOA News.